Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batchelor. We're headed to the moon, aspirationally, for the Chinese space program, which is largely borrowed from Roscosmos and NASA. However, they're looking at the South Pole of the moon, everybody is, as a possible colony or the water that can be put together for rocket fuel and for sustaining life. However, all of that requires energy. Gordon Chang and I welcome Rick Fisher, our colleague of the International Assessment and Strategy Center, to speak of the Chinese plans for power on the South Pole of the moon once they get there, perhaps in the next decade, perhaps with Russia as their partner. How are they going to power their conversion of elements of water into water itself, run the station, and sustain life? Rick, a very good evening to you. Thank you. Nuclear power on the moon. What do we know so far about the aspirations of the Chinese space program? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Gordon. China and Russia intend to build an unmanned moon base as a precursor leading into China's intention to put people on the moon before 2030. The unmanned moon base, however, will be a collection of unmanned probes. China will be launching its next probe in a few months and has publicly announced a series of probes to begin to assemble various elements required for larger and larger moon bases, to include manned moon bases. Power is, of course, a principal consideration. China has revealed aspirational images and PowerPoint presentations of various solar-powered arrays that it would place at its unmanned moon station to power mining, exploration, space and Earth observation systems. But a few days ago, the head of the Russian space program suggested that Russia would put a nuclear power plant on the moon as part of the China-Russia International Lunar Research Station, ILRS, that is now forming its own political coalition of, so far, of about, I believe, eight countries to rival the now 35 or 35 plus member American-led coalition around its Artemis Accords. Russia has a long experience putting nuclear power in space. It's been doing so since the mid-1960s, when it began a series of satellites, radar satellites, to guide ballistic and cruise missiles launched for its navy. Russia has put close to 40 small nuclear reactors in space, and in the early 1990s, the United States France and Britain initiated cooperation to learn from Russia about its designs for small nuclear power plants to power satellites. Unfortunately, this program did not go far. The United States did not actually import and develop this technology, although it has its own plans for nuclear power plants in space to power spaceships. But the Russian idea of putting a nuclear power plant on the moon, while fraught with danger, one of its nuclear-powered satellites hit Canada in 1978. This is, in fact, an area where Russia has experience, it has competence, and it could provide a real shortcut for the China-Russia moon program to generate power efficiently, quickly, to power multiple pursuits on the moon.
Gordon, you have a question.
Rick, you mentioned the joint China-Russia space base. It's probably going to be at the South Pole of the moon for the reasons that John just mentioned. There's a lot of water there, which is really important for the station. The South Pole of the moon is in the shade, which means that you would think that solar power is not going to be an important part of getting that station up and running. Is it an actual practical requirement that a South Pole station have sort of nuclear power, or can they jimmy-rig something so that they could use solar power?
Gordon, in extremis, the Chinese and Russians could always devise a mirror that could keep a certain orbit for enough time to reflect sunlight onto a shaded portion of the South Pole. But putting a small, resilient nuclear power plant on the moon would be far more efficient, achieve adequate energy more rapidly, and is an area of competence where Russia can actually offer something to China that it doesn't already have.
Boosters. Update us on the booster lift that they are developing. I think it was Long March 9 or Long March 10. Where are they in that program? Because they're not going to the moon with Long March 5.
No, John. About 2 weeks ago, there was a brief note put on the Chinese social media page Weibo by the China Aerospace Science and Technology Corporation, the leading space rocket contractor for China. And it was a kind of a brief paragraph, but it basically said that China's moon program was progressing nicely, that initial designs for the Long March 10, the moon lander, the new manned space capsule were all nearing completion or advanced stages of development. Even construction has begun. We know that the engines for the Long March 10 have been thoroughly tested. There is the intention to begin flying that rocket in 2026 or 2027, but that would still require a very rapid test program to be able to put their people on the moon by 2029 or 2030.
Is it reusable? 30 seconds.
It will be. The early versions will be single use, but reusable, at least the first stage of the Long March 10 and the much larger Long March 9 are all in the works.
Rick Fisher of the International Specimen and Strategy Center. There is a moon race. It's SpaceX on the good guy's side. And then Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anababe, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anababe sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics. That means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.